we're sending out a letter this week to the retiree organizations regarding the alternate retiree position and asking them to get nominations to us by July 3rd so that we can add this to the agenda for the July 10th meeting. Karen and Kurt and I have been actively meeting with all the employers regarding pay items under PEPRA, Pensionable Compensation. And we're hoping to have a report back to everybody or to the board at the first meeting in July, correct? Okay. Adam Street Conference last week, Tim and Deborah and Terry and I were there last week. Their conference is always top-notch. They have a lot of interesting venture capitalist presenters. Tim can give you more. Deborah will give you more. It was a very, very good meeting. Tim?
Yeah, we've got a full list this week. While we were in Chicago, we took advantage of that to meet with several of our investment managers there. Met with William Blair, our international growth equity manager. George Gregg, the portfolio manager, has announced that he plans to retire next year. Milliman had mentioned this a while back, but I wanted to get in there and see the rest of the team and understand who's going to be taking over. Jeff Rubina, who really founded that group with George Gregg, is going to be taking over as one of the lead portfolio managers and bringing an analyst on with him, going to train the analyst up. I put the question directly to Jeff Rubina, how long are you going to be with the firm? He says he's here for another 5 years. So it looks like we're going to be okay. The transition won't occur until the end of this year. It's going to be a watch it, but for now, George Gregg remains in place, but changes are afoot there. We met with LaSalle, our value-add real estate manager that we approved at the end of 2011. They've made 5 acquisitions to date that all on a credit line. They're going to be making their first capital call on July 16th. They're going to be calling about a third of the capital, so we'll have about $25 million heading out the door to them in a couple of weeks here. A little bit of a slow start there. They think they're seeing a better deal flow going forward, but it is a slow start on that one. Adam Street, it was a great conference. Sounded like they're still seeing significant opportunities in the secondary markets. They're very excited about the venture capital space. They were fairly quiet about the larger buyout space. They're trying to tout their abilities in the smaller end of the market, which is what we're looking for with Milliman right now, smaller middle market buyout. So Adam says that's looking like the more attractive end of the spectrum, and that's where we're looking. So there is some reinforcement of our investment thesis there. We also met with Common Fund for the Common Fund Natural Resources Fund in Connecticut on Thursday. Everything went fine there. That on-site went well.
Who did the Common Fund?
Marilyn and I, Terry and Jeff Youngman.
Jerry, that was my 21-hour day, I want you to know.
Yeah.
Okay. She was very committed that day. Even though she left the meeting early. It's a good team. This is Fund 9. They're very seasoned. It's a little bit narrower focus, but they're very seasoned within that focus on the energy space and on the oil and gas space. Right. Contract negotiations are occurring as we speak now between our council and theirs, so hopefully we're in good shape too.
What's the close date on that one?
Technically Friday, but they're pushing it back 30 days, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Give you the bend.
So we have time there. Then we went up to Maryland, went back to the airport, and Terry, Jeff, and I went up to Boston to see Long Wharf to check up on them for the $25 million commitment to Fund 4 there. Again, it went well. I think what you heard here from Jeff Gandela and Michael Elizondo was echoed in the meeting, that they're seeing some very significant deal flow, much more than what we heard out of LaSalle, that they're probably going to have some near-term sales, and the fund should be off to a strong start. Early start, but strong start. That was last week. We've got 2 transitions going on right now. GMO portfolio that the board voted to terminate will be liquidated tomorrow. We will see cash on Tuesday. We're putting futures on that on a temporary basis with State Street Global Markets. It's the same process that we used when we terminated Tradewinds last year. They're managing it on a no-cost basis for us for up to 6 months while Milliman does the search for a replacement manager. So that should be fully in place by beginning of next week. The Wentworth Hauser transition, WHV transition, we're going to be transferring securities in kind. Half the portfolio will go to Intech as securities in kind. Intech is constantly trading anyways. It was cheaper to go through that process with them. The half is going to PIMCO. PIMCO needs to receive in cash. So State Street Global Markets is going to be selling that portfolio on Monday and delivering the cash at the end of next week. So we've got a lot of moving parts over the next week, but we're in good
market's
shape.
Market's going down. Could we sell last week?
We're fully invested and equitized, so we're not going to be out of the market at any point, for good or for bad. Lord Abbott, some of you may have heard, Kristen Harper Schaffner left the firm.
Nice.
And we're going to have a new head of public sales relations there. His name is Nicholas Johnston. He's based down in Los Angeles. I have not met him yet. He'll be in here soon.
Is there any other movement on that firm?
We've seen a number.
I'm hearing yakety yakety yak out there.
It sounds like there's a number of changes coming through on the back office side and on the sales side. I have not heard of anything coming through on the investment team side, but we're watching it very closely.
Because I picked up scuttlebutt last week.
I'm hearing chatter. I'm hearing nothing confirmed whatsoever.
Yeah, that's
right. So we're watching it.
Good.
And the Dallas, or the on-site trip for Invesco down to Dallas will be June 20th and 21st. Check up on them in anticipation of making the $35 million commitment to Fund 3 there. Aether is a little bit ways off. We're still getting the ball rolling with them. Other than that, nothing's going on.
That's right. What are you doing with your free time?
It's just been a difficult
I'll let you know when I get some.
Yeah, that's right.
Karen, do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
Trustee comments.
So just in addition to all the ones he mentioned that I was with Tim with William Blair, LaSalle, and Adam Street. I then went on to D.C. and met with Paladin. They had a half-day conference there. Actually, Terry and I were both there. They did four presentations from four of the development investments.
Five.
Did it five?
Five out okay. of six.
Very impressive companies. I actually, it's an interesting investment. They invest in primarily cybersecurity type investments that have some connection to cybersecurity. But I actually was disappointed to see a four-star general get up and in announcing a young woman who was presenting present comments that berated her for being late, and so I'm a little on the edge on that one, in terms of whether we invest further capital there.
Is that the gentleman that was here?
No. It was Minahan.
Yeah, that was
if him. He was the one.
I didn't take it that way. I didn't talk to her, but I thought they were just joking around, and they'd worked together for many years. And
I just thought it was a poor presentation comment in front of a group of investors to berate anyone that way, particularly a young woman, young in her career.
Especially what's going on with the military right now.
I didn't take it that way.
It a berating?
Basically, he was just saying that he's worked with her for quite a few years, trying to get her to be there on time, and now that she's with another company, maybe they can work with her to get her there on time.
He said, so we moved her off to Scott, I can't remember the guy's name, that she's now working with. We moved her off to him, and hopefully he can make some progress.
Yeah, not appropriate.
Yeah. So is that how we make decisions?
No, I'm just making comments about I said the investment looks interesting, but
hopefully it's on the numbers they provide.
I have concerns with people who make those decisions.
And that would be a lot of council members and board of supervisors, I can assure you, if you ever sat through any meeting. Any other comments from trustees?
I would say that Paladin, I was just going to piggyback on the Paladin because I was there. They did a good presentation. What they've done is in the last year they invested in six different companies, so they had five of them presenting and showing what they were. And one of the things I realized sitting there listening is that for our alternative investments or public equities, wherever you want to put it, they are definitely different than our normal ones. So it's a good thing, I think, that we have that. It's not all, like some of them you start listening to, a lot of them are in energy. These guys are in completely different spaces. And some of them are just very interesting, very, very interesting stuff that they're into.
It's a lot of biotech stuff.
Sharon and I do know who Mr. Gordon is, so if you could introduce him, it would be good. gentleman here that said he was going to be joining us. Is that the one?
Would you like me to?
No, Scott.
Scott Gordon. He'll be the new at-large member come July 10th.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Gordon, would you like to say anything?
At your peril.
Want an iPad?
He'll be recording.
You want 4G?
I have a personal one. I don't know what to do about it.
Wonderful. Not anymore.
Any other trustee comments? All right. With that, we close the meeting. Thank you so much.
All right.
There's not an extra meeting this month. That's the other comment.
No, there's
we're
one
just,
more.
Just going to.